WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. Partial clearing and fog possible tonight with the lows in the mid-20s. Winds will be light out of the west. Fog possible in the morning tomorrow, then partly sunny and mild, high 40, and a 30% chance of some brief light showers or sprinkles. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy otherwise, and low of 32. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at 2 miles per hour, and it's cloudy and 33 degrees.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Today is Sunday, January 28th. Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. The State Department of Public Instruction is publishing its list of schools going to referendum. Many districts finalizing ballot language in board meetings on Monday. Already as of last week, 60 ballot questions for school referenda has been approved, with 10 going on February's primary ballots and 50 more for April. It's expected the total number will be over 100 once the DPI releases its report. Kickapoo, Richland, River Valley, Sparta, and Westby are among the districts with an approved referendum. The River Valley School District has been working hard on their referendum over the past several months. Lauren Glassbrenner is the district administrator.
I've been trying to give updates for the communities around us about the referendum in River Valley that's been coming our way. And this is different than the other referendum. We do have operational referendum that, like many of our rural school districts, run on operational referenda. And that's just to pay the bills and to make sure that we're continuing with the operating offerings that we have. So in order to offer all the good things for kids, we ask our communities to give us dollars and cents to make sure that we can continue to provide the great things that we do. And River Valley's had operational referendum happening for the last 6 years. However, we also are jumping into another type of referendum, and that's the capital referenda. And within the state of Wisconsin, a capital referenda is around remodeling or building to make sure that the facilities are up to code and up to snuff, if you will, to make sure that everything that we're doing with the greater properties of River Valley are where they need to be too.
To come up with important issues that need to be on the referendum, the school district received help from a group of individuals.
Back in 2022, we started having these conversations in phase one of building an advisory task force. And it was really important that I, as I took over some leadership roles in River Valley now 4 years ago, if we were going to look at the architectural structures as well as the status of our district, I needed to involve the community. So we set forth and invited, I would say, around 100 people to come to a meeting, and we called those the advisory task force members. And they have been incredibly crucial and important to our group. And those advisory task force folks have really helped us look forward to think about what did we want the district to have. And really what they set forth is they set forth some goals for success. If we were going to look at capital referendum ideas in River Valley, they wanted us to be really careful to stick to some goals.
The goals set by the task force should be beneficial not only for River Valley schools, but for the community as well.
That original group of about 75 people got together and set forth some bulleted ideas, and I'd still like to review those with just our communities to make sure they understand this is a community referendum. This isn't a River Valley administrator referendum. It's very much about what we can do to offer the best things for the kids of River Valley. So some of the things that they said for success, we have to continue to think about safety and security, making sure that the offices are secure, that we go through really good procedures to make sure that any visitors coming to the school are truly meant to be there. We want to foster trust amongst our communities. River Valley's unique. We have Lone Rock. We have Arena. We have Plain. We have Spring Green that make up our district. So that unique structure of our district, we need to foster trust in all of those communities, not think of one more than the other. We want to engage all students. We want to make sure that we have welcoming environments. We want to make sure that we're also making learning spaces and library spaces and collaborative spaces. We really want kids to know that collaboration is a big deal. We want to make sure that we're managing debt and being really thoughtful of how we spend our money, because we can't just spend willy-nilly. Technology was considered. We even investigated daycare and childcare, before school care, after school care. But within all of these, we basically wanted to utilize the best resources that we had to leverage and keep everything moving forward to create an opportunity for us to discuss what comes next in River Valley.
After the goals were created, Glassbrenner said that a survey was sent out to the citizens of the communities in the River Valley School District. The action from the survey says that the district should go to a capital referendum.
So we moved ahead with our campaign. We've used this public advisory task force meeting all the way along. And through this process, we finally come to setting some questions for the River Valley School District. So those questions will be on an April 2nd ballot. And those are big questions for us. So those are things that we will have a building referendum coming out to be on our ballot. And it has two questions. One of those questions will be to authorize spending in order to update and build, if you will, those construction needs for the three buildings to meet ADA compliance, to put on some safe and secure entrances and to remodel some classroom spaces. That's question one. That's in the tune of $19.5 million. And I knew in our survey that we sent out to our community, they said, really try to keep the spending under $20 million. And I do feel like this is doing that. The second question, though, is an additional funding. And that second question is for $14.5 million, but that's to build a performing arts center. River Valley currently doesn't have a space for any kind of plays, musicals, or performance arts. And so we're looking at that being a separate question where people can make that choice. They can invest in question one or question two. Or, of course, I would love it if they invested in question one and question two. But I tried to really make sure that we were cognizant of the fact that we wanted to give families a choice. If they felt like they needed to help improve schools but couldn't cut it and they thought that that was overspending, that they could say yes to one and not to question two. So again, I think that both of them are valid questions that help build forward great things for River Valley. But I also wanted to make sure that people understood there are two questions there and the vote really is up to them.
There will be future meetings that Lauren Glassbrenner says the public can attend if they have any questions and to see what the proposed referendum projects are all about.
Our first one will be February 27th. That'll be at our high school at 5 p.m. Our second community meeting will be March 4th at our high school again. That's at 6 p.m. And then our third one will be at our middle school, and that'll be at 5 p.m. And that's on March 21st. So again, February 27th in the evening, March 4th or March 21st in the evenings. They're all on the River Valley campus, but those are three community meetings where everybody will be there. Again, I will though say, if you want me to come to a small group meeting, I'm more than happy to bring the River Valley Roadshow your way. And I'll be happy to sit with you at your kitchen table if you need me to help explain what we've done thus far and what we have on the ballot.
Information from past facility study task force meetings can be found on the River Valley School District website by logging on to rvschools.org and clicking on Facility Study Task Force towards the bottom of the webpage. The 2024 Making a Difference Awards, sponsored by the Richland Rejuvenates and WRCO Radio, is being held tonight at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall in Richland Center to honor this year's award recipients, including the Phoenix Center as Business of the Year, Marilyn Loft Hauck as the Okooch Mountain Humane Society with the Outstanding Organization Award, Troy Sharp with the Civic Leadership Award, the Hombres Ithaca Lions as the Nonprofit of the Year, Computer Doctors with the Best Face Forward Award, Jim Brock with the Community Stewardship Award, Doug Tyler and Lauren Moe with an Emergency Responder Award, Liz Perkins with the Educator of the Year Award, Marce Jelenic as the Medical Hero Award or Healthcare Professional of the Year, Director and Maddie Smith with the Up and Coming Youth Award. The 2024 Making a Difference Awards banquet will be held this evening at the Phoenix Center. It will begin with a social time at 5:30, dinner at 6:30, and the awards to follow. The American Red Cross is experiencing an emergency blood shortage as the nation faces the lowest numbers of people giving blood in 20 years. Over the last 20 years, the number of people donating blood to the Red Cross has fallen by about 40%. When fewer people donate blood, even small disruptions to blood donations, such as the nearly 7,000-unit shortfall in blood donations the Red Cross experienced between Christmas and New Year's Day alone, can have a huge impact on the availability of blood products and dramatic consequences for those in need of an emergency blood transfusion. You can help meet the demand by becoming a blood donor. A blood drive will be held tomorrow from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Recreation Center in Reedsburg. Don't wait to make an appointment. Download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. Senator Howard Markline will be holding listening sessions for the residents of the 17th Senate District. All residents of the 17th Senate District are invited to attend. The first will be held tomorrow from 1 to 2 at the Blanchardville Village Hall. Additional sessions are planned for Friday, February 2nd from 10 to 11 at the New Lisbon Library Community Room, and on Monday, February 12th from 1:30 to 2:30 at the Platteville Public Library. The format for the listening sessions is designed for the legislators to receive input and ideas about issues facing residents in the district. The legislators do not plan to answer questions, debate ideas, challenge the ideas, or otherwise comment because they seek to hear every point of view equally. The goal is for every attendee to feel comfortable sharing their input. Depending on the number of people who attend, the session moderator may set a time limit for each attendee to share their thoughts so that everyone has a chance to speak. If there are only a few people, the session may be more casual. Constituents are welcome to attend to listen to others and submit written ideas. However, facility capacity limitations may impact audience observation. As always, all constituents are invited to call, email, or write the legislators at any time to share thoughts, ideas, and concerns. And the spring funding round is open to apply for assistance for Pete's sake. Anyone who resides in the River Valley School District and finds themselves in health-related circumstances through no fault of their own, for which assistance is needed, is urged to apply. All applications are reviewed by the For Pete's Sake Committee, who determine the number of recipients to be funded and the amount that each recipient will receive. Payments are made directly to the recipient's creditors. Applications are available on the For Pete's Sake website. And then when you go to that website, it would be For Pete's Sake. And the applications are due Friday, March 8th. WRCO News time is 5:13. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Today is Sunday, January 28th. Douglas Walter Roth, 43, of La Crosse, died January 18th after a 15-year battle with Huntington's disease. A celebration of life will be held tomorrow from 10 until noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel with a time of sharing at 11. Burial will be held in the Walnut Mound Cemetery following the services. Memorial contributions may be made to Gunderson Health System or the Huntington's Disease Society of America. Douglas Walter Roth, 43, of La Crosse. Ralph Evans, 74, of Muscadet, died January 20th at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held tomorrow from 3 to 5 at the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Ralph Evans, 74, of Muscadet. Murray Earl Moon, 77, of Richland Center, died Monday at Soldiers Grove Health Services, Soldiers Grove. Memorial services will be held at noon Wednesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of service at noon. Murray Earl Moon, 77, of Richland Center. Marjorie Leon Schweiger, 82, of rural Hillsboro, died Friday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 4 to 8 and again on Friday from 10 to 11. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Memorials can be made to the family, Kickapoo Valley Rescue Squad, or Bloom City Cemetery Association. Marjorie Leon Schweiger, 82, of rural Hillsboro. Anita June Waterman, 79, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Anita June Waterman, 79, of Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, it was a quiet day today, but still dreary as we were stuck under overcast skies and mild temperatures as highs hit 34 degrees. I think you all know what I'm about to say next. Patchy dense fog builds back in tonight and could be freezing fog by early morning as low temperatures drop to 25 degrees. With slippery surfaces likely, this widespread freezing fog will stick around. But by the afternoon, thankfully, a breezy wind pushes in, with winds out of the southwest gusting up to 15 miles per hour. This will be enough to push the cloud away. In fact, it might even push the other clouds away, where we could see pockets of some sunshine to kick our work week off. I'll take it. Enjoy it while it lasts, because tomorrow night, a chance of some brief light showers or sprinkles push in as we're stuck under mostly cloudy skies. Low temperatures hover around the freezing mark, and a few flurries are possible Tuesday morning. But of course, it'll all melt away. High temperatures climb to 37 degrees on Tuesday, and we'll still see more clouds than sun, and it'll still be a bit breezy too. But mild, a spike in the warmth pushes in Wednesday and Thursday, and kind of lingers into Friday as well. We'll be under mix of sun and clouds for our hump day, and as we close the week out, we kind of stay bright and beautiful. High temperatures Wednesday will hit 44 degrees. You want to hit repeat on that? Why not? Thursday, 44 degrees as well. The only difference is we'll have a crisp breeze as the winds start to switch to out of the north. Yeah, you know what that means. A touch cooler then for Friday, but we stay dry, still no precipitation or snow or rain in the forecast as we close the week out. And as we start the weekend off on Saturday, a good amount of sunshine and still mild, highs climbing above freezing to the upper 30s still. Good way to kick off February, I suppose. But how long will we be lucky? Enjoy it while it's here. I hope you have a wonderful work week ahead. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple
multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and 33 degrees after a daytime high of 34 and a morning low of 32. Yesterday's high was 40 and we received a trace of rain. Record high set back in 1914 is 52 degrees with a record low of 32 below set back in 1963. Last year's high was 18 with a low of 11. Sunset took place tonight at 5:08 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:21. The winds are out of the northwest at 2 to 4 miles per hour. Our barometric rating is 30.18, and we have received a trace of light rain today, and even in some areas in town we had some light snow, and once again our current temperature is 33 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thieg. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
There was high school sports action in the area yesterday, and in boys high school basketball, Prairie du Chien beat Barneveld 54-39. It was Mount Horeb over Monroe 74-45. Mineral Point defeated Reedsville 66-42. Portage beat Poinette 46-43. It was Marshall victorious over Wisconsin Heights 67-53. Seneca got by Pecatonica by a score of 87-84. Platteville defeated Potosi 62-46. Baraboo beat Toma 61-44, and Schulzburg defeated Iowa Grant by a score of 71-58. In girls' action yesterday, we got a couple finals to pass along. First of all, Prairie du Chien beat Barneveld by a score of 63-31, and it was Mount Horeb over Wisconsin Heights 38-32. Doc Rivers and the Milwaukee Bucks each have endured plenty of recent playoff disappointment. They're now joining forces as the Bucks attempt to meet sky-high expectations by winning their second title in 4 years. Rivers held his introductory news conference as Milwaukee's coach on Saturday, 4 days after the Bucks fired Adrian Griffin following just 43 games. Rivers began this season working as an ESPN analyst after the Philadelphia 76ers fired him last year. The opportunity to lead the Bucks brought Rivers back to coaching. And in the NBA today, we have a couple finals to pass along. The Detroit Pistons got beat the Thunder 120-104. It was the Pacers over the Grizzlies 116-110. And the games that are going on include the Raptors at the Hawks. And the Hawks are leading the Raptors 18-12 in the first quarter. They got 6:19 left in that quarter to play. And with 5:36 left in the first quarter, the Suns are leading the Magic, I should say, 17-16. And another game that's going to be tipping off at 8 tonight is the Chicago Bulls at the Portland Trail Blazers. And yesterday in state college basketball action, that's men's basketball action, Stout beat Oshkosh 85-54. It was Stevens Point over River Falls 79-77. Whitewater beat Eau Claire 80-58. And it was Platteville over La Crosse by a score of 80 to 77. Elsewhere in state basketball action, also Igudaro scored 21 points, David Joplin added 20, and number 14 Marquette beat Seton Hall 75-57 for its fourth consecutive win. Marquette broke open a close game by outscoring Seton Hall 45-28 in the second half. Both teams were dealing with injuries to key players. An unspecified injury caused Seton Hall to play a second straight game without top scorer Kadari Richmond. Marquette's Cam Jones played just 5 minutes due to ankle issues and scored 3 points. Seton Hall suffered its third straight loss. Elsewhere in the Big Ten yesterday, Terrence Shannon Jr. made his 6 free throws in the final minutes to help number 10 Illinois survive a scare from Indiana by a score of 70-62. Indiana tied the game at 62 with 1:29 left on a basket by Mackenzie McBacco, but Illinois scored 8 straight points to pull out the victory yesterday. Marcus Domask led Illinois with 16 points and 10 rebounds. Luke Good and Coleman Hawkins each had 11 points. Malik Renault, who scored 21 points for Indiana, fouled out with 3:02 left, and Xavier Johnson had 14 points, with McBacco having 12 points. Dawson Garcia scored 20 points, Cam Christie added 17, and Minnesota rallied from a 14-point halftime deficit and beat Penn State 83-74 to snap a 4-game losing streak. It was tied at 70 with 2:50 remaining before 5 Golden Gophers scored in a 13-4 run to end it. Garcia and Christie combined for 18 points in the second half and finished 14 of 24, shooting overall and 9 of 10 from the free throw line. Ace Baldwin Jr. scored 16 points and Quintus Wahab added 15 to lead Penn State. It was Minnesota's first win at Penn State since 2018. Boo Boy scored 19 points to move into third place on Northwestern's all-time scoring list, and the Wildcats breezed to an 83-58 victory over Ohio State. Boy made 6 of 10 shots with 2 three-pointers and 5 of 6 from the free throw line for the Wildcats. He added 5 rebounds and 5 assists before fouling out. Bruce Thornton scored 18, sinking 11 of 12 at the foul line to lead the Buckeyes, who have lost 14 conference road games in a row. And also yesterday in the Big Ten, it was Maryland defeating Nebraska 73-51. And there was one Big Ten basketball game that was played today. And number 2, Purdue, just got by Rutgers by a score of 68-60. Fans storming the court after big wins in college basketball and the safety risks associated with that have received more scrutiny in the week since Iowa star Caitlin Clark collided with an Ohio State fan after the Buckeyes upset of the Hawkeyes in Columbus. There have been at least 6 more instances since the Clark incident on January 21st, and ESPN analyst Jay Bilas on Saturday called for an end to the tradition. Bilas wrote in a text message to the Associated Press that court storming will continue, but that is inevitable. Someone will get hurt. And in the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Baltimore Ravens today 17-10 in the AFC title game and to advance to their fourth Super Bowl in 5 seasons. So congratulations to the Chiefs for going to the Super Bowl once again. Also, the Detroit Lions are just 1 win away from their first Super Bowl appearance in franchise history. To get there, they'll have to beat the top-seeded San Francisco 49ers in the NFC title game today. The Niners also have some unfinished business after losing in the NFC title round in the past 2 seasons. The Lions hired coach Dan Campbell in 2021, and he helped lead a turnaround that included Detroit hosting a playoff game for the first time in 30 years and winning one for the first time in 32 years. And that game between the 49ers and the Detroit Lions kicks off this evening, not too far away, only 2 minutes away at 5:30. And a bat descended on the court and delayed play after Victor Wembanyama made a three-pointer 2 minutes into the San Antonio Spurs 113-112 win over the Minnesota Timberwolves last night. Dressed in a Batman costume, the Spurs mascot, the Coyote captured the bat with the net after numerous failed attempts, much to the delight of Wembanyama and Spurs teammate Jeremy Sochin. The Coyote previously corralled two bats while former Spurs star Manu Ginobili swatted another to the court with his bare hand in November of 2009. Wembanyama went on to score 9 points over the next 2 minutes. The French rookie finished with 23 points and 10 rebounds. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Kraft Mac and Cheese, Deluxe Box, 24 ounces, $4 each. Allegra Egg Noodles, 16-ounce bag, $1.25. Cedar Crest Ice Cream, $5.50 a scround. McCain Early Risers Bacon, Egg, and Cheese, 3.7 pounds, $14 each. Tostino's Party Pizzas, $1.50 each, buy 9, get 1 free. Lamb Wesson Gourmet Onion Rings, 32 ounces, $8.50. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th. A euchre tournament at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. A special day which benefits the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. There will be a food stand open all day. The grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Vitesnik Power Sports, the A.J. McGuire family, George and Diane Nautical, and the Avoca and Rural Fire Department. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th at the annual fishery in Avoca.
100.9 WRCO. Always along for the ride. We ride down to the creek by the water. I've been baptized by the preacher's daughter. Lucky for me, now he never caught us. So, oh, we ride to the bar by Levy, 85 jacked up square by the Chevy, blanket in the back when it gets hot and heavy. Oh. Sipping on apple pie, moonshine, and I'll be gone by the morning light. Yeah, cause I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and getting too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, there was always a long for the ride. We ride across state lines, rubbing two nickels, just trying to make a dime. Hard to make a living while the gas so high. Oh, we ride like a Harley on a two-lane, Palomino cross plane, drop her down a four-wheel drive on a Friday night, cracking open a cold Bud Light. Oh, we ride, pushing through the hard luck, looking for my give up, needle peg at 9 to 5, but that's alright, cause I'm running every red light. Loving and leaving and getting too stoned.
passenger side. I'm gonna put the radio on your favorite song. I'm gonna crank it on up and sing it along. It gonna be, we can pop it on the boulevard or kick it in the country. Me and you, you and me, money back guarantee. Love you every night in Daytona. I'm gonna, hey, 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 alright, come digging on, hitting on you tonight. It ain't a maybe, it's hoping I, wishing I wanna. It's a damn ride, hold you tight, baby. I'm gonna love you all night long till the crickets stop chirping. Girl, I ain't just flirting, I'm certain. I'm working on a long-term plan, gonna be your man, gonna put a little rock steady on your hand. Yeah. Hey, 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 alright, girl, I'm digging on, hitting on you tonight. It ain't a maybe, it's hoping I, wishing I. Baby, I'm gonna, hey, 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 alright, come right, digging on, hitting on you tonight. It ain't a maybe, it's hoping I, wishing I wanna. It's a damn ride, hold you tight, baby, I'm gonna.
Raise a little hell to Sunday. It's about that time. There's a party bang in the woods tonight. Heard it through the redneck grapevine. Got a keg of beer and a bunch of girls. Show enough, gonna be a good time. It's a small town, thrown down. It's time to tall board up. Let them tailgates down. And then it's on tonight. Right in the morning light. Crank that country up loud. It's a small. Round here we know how to grow up. Rockin' little body and long tan legs. Sure ain't scared to show up now. Shoulders on, girl. Somebody said them city boys ride around looking for some trouble. If they bring it across that county line, you know there's gonna be a rumble. It's a small town, thrown down. It's time to talk, boy. Small town, throw down. Come on.
33 degrees at 5:45, and remember to stick around and listen to Old Country from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9. Bo Hendricks will be bringing you some great classic country music for your entertainment, so if you like classic country music, you're going to love Old Country from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9 and on WRCO.com, as well as on the Civic Media app.
I cannot believe it's time for Catholic Schools Week already.
What's Catholic Schools Week?
Catholic Schools Week is a week-long celebration where we can celebrate our faith with our family and friends.
That sounds fun.
It is fun. We can bring our faith to our classrooms and really celebrate all that our faith brings to us. We will also be able to participate in other activities throughout the week that will involve the whole school, such as our special reading day on Wednesday, January 31st.
I love our school.
Happy Catholic Schools Week.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
I have wandered this world far and wide. I've been all around and to the other side, but there's nothing like coming home. Wanna sit on my front porch and drink my lemonade, cut my grass after church every Sunday, and go out Saturday night, live the simple life, wake up in the morning to these fields of gold, and take a long a blanket down to the creek and let the water sing me to sleep. Let go of time. Live the simple life. Oh, yeah. Well, lately I've seen too many city lights. I want to go somewhere where I can see the stars at night.
I can't find. If I took for granted that I held your heart, I'd beg forgiveness, but I don't know where to start. So draw me a map that leads me back to you. I don't know where to go, please tell me what to do. Help me find the road you're on, I just need directions home. Draw me a map that leads me back. I've never been so at a loss. I'm at a canyon I can't get around or cross. So baby, come down here, lay by my side, and tell me love's not lost across the great divide. Draw me a map that leads me back to you. Help me find the road you're on, I just need directions home. Draw me a map that leads me back to you. You're my destiny and destination, so understand my desperation. I wanna be to get us back to you and me. Draw me a map that leads me back to you. I don't know where to go, please tell me what to do. Help me find the road you're on, I just need directions home.
Sunshine. There's a little cafe on the beach in Seaside. It's the kind of place only a couple folks know. With a reggae band playing, that'll make you feel right. Get you singing songs that you barely know. There's a tan bartender with we could use a little bit of sunshine.
That was Southern Halo singing about sunshine, and hopefully we'll be seeing that soon. It sounds like we may tomorrow. We'll keep our fingers crossed. But if not tomorrow, I know sometime during the week they're talking about it. So we need that sunshine back to help cheer things up and make things wonderful again here in the Richland County area and also statewide. And it's time for me to wrap things up. I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO a part of your day. Please stay tuned. Coming up next, we'll have Old Country with your host, Bo Hendricks, and then we'll have some more great music during the overnight hours. And tomorrow morning, Phil Nee will be on with the Light in the Milk House show. Be sure to tune into that, and Phil will have some great music, trivia, Hank in the studio, and just a whole lot of fun things that Phil will be doing the only way Phil Nee knows how to do it. As for me, I'll be back tomorrow. I'll be in doing the sports at around 5:20. Then I'll be playing some more great music for you up until our high school basketball game that we'll be broadcasting tomorrow night. Taking us up to Old Country, Marty Stewart with Now That's Country. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great night, and please stay safe.
Riding 20 miles on a midnight train just to go fishing in the pouring rain. Take along your baby just cause you in love. Fishing and loving, I can't get enough. Well, that's country. I was raised a country child. That's country. Baby, that's my style. Got me a pickup, I got a piece of nothing farm. Shotgun and a hound dog, I got a tractor in the barn. Rockin' chair on my front porch and a jug of homemade wine. When I ain't making music, that's how I spend my time. Well, that's country. I was born, yes, a country child. Now that's country. Down. Y'all can do it in that city, but it ain't the same in a big old town. Talk to y'all one time. Have you ever laid in a field of clover late into the night and watched a shooting star fall from heaven till the moon fades out of sight? Get up and go.